Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
His faithfulness. To praise God for His faithfulness is to recognize the fact that God never changes. When He gives His Word, you can take that to the bank. Count on it as if His promises will be fulfilled just as the sun will rise tomorrow. And His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Let's take a look at Deuteronomy 7 to begin. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keeps His commandments to 1,000 generations. Isaiah 49. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, and the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. 1 Corinthians, 1 chapter, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Please listen and consider the words of the psalmist as he praises God for His faithfulness. Psalm 57. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me, Selah. God will send out His steadfast love and His faithfulness. Psalm 91. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Psalm 100. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Folks, God is faithful to provide our spiritual needs when it comes to standing up to temptation. Take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has taken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. The author of the books to the church in Thessalonica encouraged them to have confidence in the fact that God is faithful. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. 1 John, 1 chapter. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even as we praise Almighty God for His faithfulness, we should be faithful to Him so that others will see Christ in our lives. Listen to His very own words. Jesus speaking from Matthew 5, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, How shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. God rewards our faithfulness. Consider these words from David to King Saul, found in 1 Samuel chapter 26. And David answered and said, "Here is the spear, O king. Let one of your young men come and take it." The Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and faithfulness. For the Lord gave you into my hand today, and I would not put out my hand against the Lord's anointed. Folks, praise God for his faithfulness while we are faithful to him.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.